Okay, we spent the last 2 weeks on Ma'aseh Money, which is Resh Mem Tes Aleph. Today I hope to do at least another 10 Sifim. However, we still have some, a little bit left on the topic of Ma'aseh in Pisrei Tshuva Beis. An interesting topic after the parentheses. The beginning is in parentheses. The question many people ask about supporting sons-in-law or sons from Ma'aseh money. So if you look in Pisrei Tshuva Beis, you count down 4 or 5 lines to the end of the parentheses, V'kasav Sham B'dvar HaShailot. Ne'echad Shesia B'noi L'bas Talmud Chacham. A man married off his son to the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. V'schayev Litin L'ha Talmud Chacham. What does that mean? Tis mechutin. V'chol shavu ha-gimel zehuvim she-yizen ha-zug al shulchanai. Now, the Kala's father is supporting the couple, but the Chassin's father is supporting the Kala's father, who's going to support the couple on his table. She-shonim. Ke-shiyumin ha-ben el shulchaisnei ha-talmud chacham. His son is going to learn by the mechutin, who's a talmud chacham. So in effect, the father of the chassid was mechayiv himself support. Then ato kovid elav adavar atatvim v'roitz alitin zayis mimoyis ma'aser. So he's asking, can you support a child who's sitting and learning for ma'aser money? Behela. And he paskin. Ibiyan b'shasa nisuin hayadayti l'shali mimoyis ma'aser shepherd dummy. When they get married, you have in mind, you're going to do it for ma'aser money. So then you can do it. You can support a child who's sitting and learning for ma'aser money. But it's better to divide his ma'aseh money. Don't miss on giving any tzedakah at all because you want to support your child. Let's finish. Now here's his chiddush. When you made the shidduch, he didn't have a mind to use ma'aseh money. He was going to use non-ma'aseh money to support his child. Ein adam pereach chavoisa mi'ma'aser. Once he obligated himself, if he did, then he can't use his ma'aseh money for that. Now that, this is it's a chiddush. In Svara, it makes sense. Notice he's saying this. He's saying that if when your child gets married, you have in mind you're going to support him for ma'aseh money, so then you can do it. However, if you originally obligated yourself not planning to use ma'aseh money, now it's a chayiv, now you owe money. If you obligated yourself and you owe money, now you can't pay off your chayiv with some tzedakah money, so now you can't do it anymore. So I guess the moral of the story is to originally say, I'm going to give it for ma'aseh money. You makabel kinyan. So it says one of the things that's nikna ba'amira is tanoim. It's normally you need a kinyan, like we always say, but it's a tanoim for a wedding is a dover hanikna ba'amira that amira itself obligates.
It sounds like the majority part of the tzedakah is going to there, or of his ma'aser. Because then you're not going to have enough money to give. So
he's saying you should split it. You make her, then you give the whole thing. From yours, but Miyai's time, he says, better. You're certainly not going to give any stuck at all. So divide it. You know, do 50-50. That's his advice.
Yeah. So your decision whether to take it from ice or not determines whether or not this is a chayv?
Whether you obligate yourself as a chayv or not determines if it's a chayv, yeah.
I want to see if you would decide to give it from ice,
right,
then you would stop giving. It wouldn't come after him the same way.
It's okay, but since initially, originally he obligated himself to give his ma'aser money to this. If I have Tevis HaNoah from Trumas and Ma'aseris, I also could obligate myself to give Trumas and Ma'aseris wherever I want. I'm not obligated to give to support my son. I'm willing to. So if I do it originally on this day.
If he loses his job, he has no more income, so he doesn't have to give to the
property. He owes it. It's like any chayv, if you don't have money.
You don't owe ma'aser if you don't make money.
All right, but he obligated himself to give ma'aser money to them, so he owes the ma'aser money to them. It's an obligation to give from ma'aser. He says, Tevis HaNoah, from ma'aser he obligated. So let's say he obligated himself $10,000 of Tevis HaNoah. And now he doesn't have the Maisa money. Okay, the next $10,000 of Maisa money that he'll get, he's obligated to give. He promised away the Tovus HaNoah. Tovus HaNoah means he can give it to whoever he wants.
See, what
any chayv, it's always that way. If he obligates himself to give money and he doesn't have money, so he owes it. So if he obligates himself to give Tovus HaNoah, so he owes the Tovus HaNoah. It should be, I think it should be the same thing.
If somebody doesn't say, if it's a fixed price, it says a certain amount, then he can't take it from Maisa money. But if it doesn't say amount, he can't give it to Maisa.
It would make sense if there's no obligation. Now, if a person says, I'll help out, he doesn't say how much, so however much he has to give, it's a chayiv, is a chayiv. If it's not a chayiv, then it's not. That's right. The same thing when you make a pledge, you buy an aliyah. We said if you have a mind originally for ma'aser money, it's good. If not, not. Same idea that it has to. If once it's a chayiv, you can't give it for ma'aser money. Okay. So this at least temporarily closes the door on this topic.
He says something later on about caring.
About what?
Bispatua says something later on about caring.
About supporting a parent? We had that. We had earlier that you're allowed to support your parents from tzedakah money, but tavi me'era, it's not covered to give from there. We had that in Kibbutz Aveim as well. I'm not sure which part you're looking at. Okay.
You said it's also different from Chacham, supporting from Chacham.
What?
Even if you fix the amount, you want to give more, still not Tamil Chacham, you can support us Tamil Chacham, in
other words. Fine. Achinam, there wouldn't be a Shiloh. Shiloh here is where it is now. Okay, I'd like to learn the rest of Simei Resh Mem Tes, which is another 14 Sifim, or 15 Sifim. Let's go through them. They're relatively simple, at least until Sif Vav. So let's start the next few Sifim. Lo'aylam l'yumna adam atzmai pachis mishlishis ha-shekel l'shana. A person should never, even if a person can't afford to give tzedakah, he doesn't have money, he should not give less than a third of a shekel per year. And less than that, you're not mekayim mitzvah tzedakah. Now here, this is one of the takonis of Nehemiah. I'm just looking at Nehemiah because the next season's Hakel Shiurim, which begins tomorrow, I hope to give on Nehemiah. And I see that Nehemiah made a lot of takonis. Could he made more takonis than Ezra? But the takonis Ezra somehow are known, and they're labeled takonis Ezra. There are numerous takonis that Nehemiah made. As a matter of fact, Hilchos Muktzah really starts from takonis Nehemiah. And he made this takana. Nehemiah made a takana to give a shlishis hashekel l'shana, to give this amount of money. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, in the Sugya of Tzedakah, and Daftes, that Nehemiah made such a takana. The Nachas Tzvi, in the beginning of Hilchos Tzedakah, and the Taz in Hilchos Matanis of Yaidim, Hilchos Purim, says that even though it's not logical to say that an Ani should collect tzedakah money to give tzedakah, it doesn't make any sense. He's going to go, Ani's living off tzedakah, so I'll take the tzedakah and give tzedakah. It seems not to make sense. But a shlishis hashekel, this amount of money, which is 256 prutas, if you hold a pruta as a penny or a nickel, it's, you know, you get an idea. That amount a person should give per year. Now the mystery is, why shlishis hashekel? Why 256 prutas? So the only place I saw an explanation was here in the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says that you should be able to give a pruta every day. You take a year and you subtract the Shabbosos and the Yomim Tovim. So you know, it's not quite 256, but at least it's close to 256. So he says that a person should be able to, should give a pruta a day anyway, even if he has to take from tzedakah to give, he should give. And from there he brings that Matanas Lev Yainim on Purim is a similar hagdara. Even if a person takes from tzedakah, he should take money to be able to give out Matanas Lev Yainim, to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. So this is Nehemiah's takana. The Shulchan Aruch says, Pachin is elikiyei mitzvah tzedakah. Not sure what that means. If you give only one pruta, you're not mekayim mitzvah tzedakah. Stami means not mekayim yechayva, yechiyuv of tzedakah. But anyway, there is the shear of a shlishis hashekel. The Taz goes through what that means in Rhinish, etc., in coins of his day. And there is some tumult over this, because there's a chazal that the coins were changed after Klal Yisrael left the Midbar, came into Yerushalayim. So there's some tumult over the value of the coins, but to me it's a confusing issue. And since it's not a Gatos exactly, 256 Prutis, Baruch Hashem, we try to give more than that. So we'll move on to Siv Gimel. That's not how the Aruch HaShulchan explains it. Siv Gimel, Tzarech Litein HaTzedakah B'Seiv Eponim Yafais B'Simcha V'Tayv Leivav. And that's an important halacha. Important halacha, not everyone does this. When you give, you're giving it already, give it with a happy face. Now listen to this. If you give tzedakah with an angry expression, varais. Anybody want to demonstrate exactly? What does it mean, panim zafais varais? Hifsid zechusai. Good job, Yerachmiel. Hifsid zechusai. Then he lost his chus. Now I need to understand this. What is hifsid zechusai? It means you have tzedakah, but you have an aveira, so it's not worth it. Or does it mean it's not tzedakah and you have to give again? Let's say a person gave money with an angry face. Could he count it off as maisa money? How do you understand this? A person that has to give maisa money. So he takes $100, he gives it to Panam Royce. He doesn't want to give this guy, he doesn't like him. But he's an honor, he gives it to him, Panam Royce. Does he have to give that 100 again out tzedakah? What? I think, and you tell me if you agree, it's a machlokes de Gra and de Taz. I'll tell you why. Beforehand, let me ask you a question. It says here, if you give upon him rice, hifsid chusay. We had in the beginning, kaifin ala tzedakah, that Bezna has a right to force people to give. So you're forcing people to give, aren't they giving upon him rice? Oh, what do you say? Huh?
But you'd be happy when you give it.
When they force you? So it could be, if you give the Ani with a bad face, he feels bad. If you give the Gabbai, but the Ani at least gets the money. Could be. Look at the Gra, and tell me if I'm right. The Gra is later, on the next page, Gra Tezayin. We're going to learn in a few minutes the 8 levels of Tzedakah, the Rambam's famous 8 levels. The 8th level and last level is what the Gra Tezayin is referring to. And the Gra Tezayin is going on Sif Yud Gimel. Pachas v'zeh, sheetin lai ba'otzev, is that how it's pronounced? They give it to him, ba'otzev, you give it to him in a depressed mood. Zok the Gra. Sha'av kai gavna, mekomakim tzedakah. If you give him in a depressed expression, it's still tzedakah. Mimasham rukaifin al tzedakah, v'yarn l'chasav. By above a master test of an aleph, Achshav Shein, based on Midrash Kayim, Vafal PK. Veloidami la mashamru leil siv gimel. He's saying, if you give in a depressed expression, it's still tzedakah. Not like what we said in siv gimel. Doesn't that sound like siv gimel is not tzedakah? If you give it, v'ponim zayafos in an angry expression, that's not tzedakah. If you give it with a depressed expression, then it is tzedakah. That's what it sounds like the Gra is saying in Gra Tezayin. Always hard to know what the Gra is. What? Yardalon Achasav. They're taking, he's not giving. Okay, it's a good question. And that could be the Kavan of the Shach. The Gra is clear because he says, Mekomak in tzedakah, he mashenke. That expression is not in the Shach. However, the Taz Beis sounds different. This Taz Beis is going to Gadol HaMasi Yesem. And he says in the middle, Zeho Isai Dekfiya Hifsit Chusai in Taz Beis. Someone who does through forcing Hifsit Chusai Kamo Shamru B'Siv Gimel. So he sounds like Kaifan Ala Tzedakah is the equivalent of Siv Gimel. Right, the Gra, and the Shach probably, the Gra said that Kaifan Ala Tzedakah is Tzedakah. Mashaykin Siv Gimel is worse. Taz Gimel, Taz Beis says Kaifanat Tzedakah and Siv Gimel are equal. Sounds like the Taz holds, if you give it an angry expression, it's still tzedakah. Yaivaran, layayra levavcha, v'sindaylai. But the Gra seems to say that it's not tzedakah. So I guess we'll have to start giving with a happy expression, no? That's what comes out of it. Why would it be given an angry expression, you're not mekayim the mitzvah? If you shake a lulav with an angry expression, you're not mekayim the mitzvah?
It's just not mehudah.
It's not
in a mehudah way.
It's not mehudah, then you're mekayim the mitzvah. Maybe it means the ani says, get it like this, not worth it for me. And maybe that's how much? You give him enough money with an angry face, it's worth it. You give him, yeah.
We say Chuba's going to get stuck on my beard as well as zero. Yes. He gives it with a sour face or they force him. You can't say he didn't do the mitzvah sasei.
Why can't I say that? The Gra says it.
What?
How do you know? The Gra says not that way. The Gra says if you give him an angry face, Simpson's chusai.
Right. But the mitzvah. So,
how do you know?
Does he say you didn't get the mitzvah?
That's what it sounds like. He says, if you give depressed face, Makomakam Stucky. Mashain Kane, Siv Gimel.
What does it mean, Makomakam Stucky? What is Tzedakah? Is
it? If you give with a depressed expression, it's still Tzedakah. Give with an angry expression, it's not Tzedakah. That's what it sounds like. What is it? It's an Aveira. Yaver Olam. You threw away money. Spent money on an Aveira. Layera Levavcha. If it falls out of your pocket, you didn't make anybody feel bad. If you give it someone an angry face, you make them feel bad.
You make the money feel good.
That's wonderful, yeah? That's the right way to do it. Right, it's the opposite of making them feel good. It's when you give fun and say it. That's what it sounds like. I don't, you know. It sounds like that from the Gra.
Do we have anything like that with Kibbutz Av, let's
say? Yeah, sure. It says by Kibbutz Av, a person can make his father work with the Rechayim and be Mekayim Kibbutz Av, and he give him money and not be Mekayim Kibbutz Av. It says such an expression there in the Shulchan Aruch. Same type of thing. It's a good dimyon. Yeah, but if you don't transfer money, you also not mekayim the mitzvah.
So again, according to the
Quran. Okay, I'm not sure. I don't think if you show kindness without giving money, that's tzedakah. It's chesed, it's not tzedakah. But the gezeris hakasuv of al yera levavcha b'sidnei lai is a gezeris hakasuv. It's a nine, also tzedakah. I think. Yeah. Does Donnie have to give it back? He might feel like giving it back. It's a mekatuz. I don't know. Maybe. That's a good question. Yeah, the best is not to get into the predicament. But I don't know. Does Donnie have to give it back? It's a toss. Donnie will say, "I was like the Taz." I don't know. Let's move on to Sif Dalit. M'shaloi ha'ani ve'enloi ma'yitain. If Dani makes a request for tzedakah, you don't have money. Lo yigar boi v'yagbiya kaila yalav. Don't get upset with him. Elifaisenu b'dvarim. V'yira li bay hatayv. Shavetzayne li'in lo yal shen yadai ma'seges. You should say, oh, I wish I could give you. But I once said in a Navi Shir, that if Ani comes, you know, and they come, they really need a lot of money, you give them a dollar or two, you should say to them, oh, I wish I had $1 million to give you. And at least it feels good, that's what I tell people. So I got a letter from someone, I think someone in Lakewood, he said, Agabe came to his door and he gave him a dollar, he said, I wish I'd give you $1 million. So it was like the week after that Navisha. So he said, it's funny, two other guys in the building said the same thing. Got $1 million, I'm not saying. So that's what it says here in the Mechaber. When you give it to him, you should say, you know, now the Ramah is here a Chiddush. Listen to Ramah. Osir lahazir oni ashayil reikam. It's osir to turn the oni away empty-handed. Afilu einoisin lai ragroigris achas. Even if you only give him a dried fig, don't try that. Shenemar, al yashuv dach nichlam. It's a pasuk in the pasuk. Yes, Yoshev Dach Nichlam. Don't turn away feeling embarrassed. So you have to give him something. Now, this is only the Oni. If it's a collector who's collecting for a Maisid or a Keren Aniyim of some sort, You don't have to give him because I have to give it to you. I give to someone else to give out. But the ani himself, you're not allowed to turn away an ani empty-handed. I mentioned when we started that Rabbi Kanievsky quotes his father, the stipler, that when he went to Vilna to Rabbi Chaim Eiser, and in Vilna there were a lot of aniim sitting and collecting everywhere, and he asked Rabbi Chaim Eiser, like, how do you go to shul? You know, if you have to give every single ani, so you can never make it. And Rabbi Chaim Eiser answered somewhat cryptically that when he lived in the shtetl where he lived, he said hello, good morning to everybody. When he came to Vilna, he saw you can't say good morning to everybody. So many people in the street. So he said, I will say good morning to people I interact with. Because otherwise, say to him and not to him, you know, who's the Rav say good morning to? So what he meant, I think, is this Aveira is because of HaYashuv Dach Nichlam. It's because it's embarrassing that you're not giving him. If you walk into a shul and there are 10 people sitting there, so it's not HaYashuv Dach Nichlam. Not everyone can give everybody money. So perhaps that's the Hezber, it's not a Yashuv Dach Nichlam. I should also point out, it says Ani Hashoyel. If the Ani is sitting in the street and you walk by, he's not an Ani Hashoyel, it's also not a Yashuv Dach Nichlam. It's not embarrassing to him. So it only refers, he has presumably only to, as it says, Ani Hashoyel. I'll get to that momentarily. I'll get to it. It says by Marav. I'll get to it. No. There's no the rule of thumb is that Bein Adam Lechaveray mitzvahs don't apply to Goyim unless there's a Reba. Mikhail Kanievsky, yeah. So that's from Chaim Eiser's thing that. That even though here it says you have to give everybody, he's talking for himself. But he said in Vilna, you know, I can't tell to everybody. I think it's not embarrassing that not everyone gives because there's so many collectors. It's not. It's just a change. So I think that's what Chaim Eiser was saying. What?
The question.
I don't know. There's one. There's one mishulch who comes around. Who I know from a previous Gilgal is a thief. He's a thief. I know him from a previous Gilgal. He had a business which went broke. And in his business, I know he was a ganev. So he started coming around collecting, so I didn't give him. So afterwards, one time he comes over to me, he says, I'm collecting for a vichtige tzek. You know, there's this vichtige tzek. A vichtige tzek, I'm collecting for this and this. I said, thanks for telling me. I thought you're collecting for yourself. You know, maybe I'm going to give you. You know, a ganev also has to live. You collect me for a vichtich and tzvek, and I certainly don't have to give you, right? So, just because he's a ganav doesn't mean he's not an ani, you know. It could be. Some are for themselves and some are for a Karen. I don't know which is which. I don't know how you're supposed to know which is which. What is the gvul? Groyger sachas. What do you mean? The amount? You say how much you give each one? They shouldn't be nichlam. You give them a quarter. That. What? If you don't have money, you don't have to give. It says beferish here. Ain't le mayite, ain't le yigar mayite. So what's the question? So that's what Chaim Eiser said, that nowadays you don't have to give each one because there's so many of them. That's not embarrassing. They walk down the tables, they know some people give them, they don't give. This has nothing to do with the chitzlach. You gave your mice already. There's nothing to do with chitzlach. This is a lav in the Torah of Ayashav Dach Nichlam, that if you don't embarrass a poor person, the poor person comes, you give him something. What?
You may offend him, but give him only a Dach Nichlam, give him a favor, a five that Nichol a dime, you'll offend him.
So it's embarrassing to him?
No, you'll become incensed. You don't give him a Nichol a dime, you don't give anything.
I find the people come to the house, if you talk to them nicely, and you offer them a drink, and you say, I wish I could give you $1 million, then they're...
You can give them $1 million too, what's not?
You give it out to them, okay. Yeah, if you're nice to them, they're so not used to it that that they... Yeah. I'm Marabokim Anilach. I hear. He's collecting from Meisr. I don't have to give you all Meisr. I give a different Meisr. He gets a say. He gets a portion. So.
For purposes of this halacha,
consider what? I guess so.
Some people ask, and some people just assume that you know what they want.
Well, if he checks in front of your face, I guess it's asking. If he goes and walks down the row, maybe not. Not to draw a line. Yes? Yeah, but they come without permission. You're not supposed to. And yeshiva, the policy is during Seder, they're not allowed to collect. And Rav Palm said that if they come around and will say, you shouldn't give them. Encouraging them to walk around where they're not supposed to be. If somebody doesn't want his wedding disturbed by collectors, so they shouldn't be coming in, even if you don't give them anything. You're not mechuyev to let him into your simcha if it disturbs the simcha. But I mentioned, Rav David Feinstein once wrote it's the only time I ever remember contributing a shtickle Torah to the Amat Torah about giving tzedakah to people collecting during Berachas Kriya Shema. So he said, if it's a frum yid, halach is shayelin, mibnei ha-kavid, and mishivin shalom l'chol adam. So if you're supposed to give him, because he's supposed to, someone says shalom aleichem, you have to answer. Someone asks him for tzedakah, it's like mishivin shalom. So, ben gavr l'gavr l'chol adam, and in the middle of a pasuk, it's mibnei ha-kavid, if he's a person, a respectable person. That's what... Yeah, Vani doesn't want to accept what you give him, you should take it back and say thank you. The Stipler has a piece, I think it's in Parshas Mishpatim. It's an important piece. He says, the Gemara says that Mishain Loi Das Osel Arachim Olav. He says that somebody who collects and doesn't appreciate what you give him, you shouldn't give him. And if he says, he gave me this much last year, he's Teveh the same amount the second year. He says, the nature of a person is the first time you move for someone. And the second time, you know, you're not so moved. You don't have to give him what you gave him last year. And somebody who's teveya, he says, you shouldn't give him. Someone has such tevias. I once showed it to a fellow. A fellow came in with all kinds of demands. He wasn't happy. I told him, you want to see a stipler? So I showed him that one line where it says, if he demands what you gave him last year, so you shouldn't give him. So, I mean, you could give him, but you shouldn't feel obligated to give him. So, you know, it didn't help too much, but...
Where's the stack
in Parashiyos? In Berachas Peretz, on the Parashiyos. I think it's in Mishpatim, the second piece. There are two pieces in Mishpatim. Most Parashiyos have one. If you have Mishpatim with Truma, I think it's Mishpatim. What? It's Bishalach? I'm sorry, so it's Bishalach. I take it back. Okay, let's move... Oh, there's one more thing. Rav Chaim writes that he is the Chazaynish. It says, if you don't have money... So, you don't have to give him. So he said, what happens if I left my wallet at home? I have money, I just don't have money with me. Am I obligated to borrow from someone in order to give him? So Chazinish told him that you're not obligated to borrow to give tzedakah. But if you have your money in the house, so you have to go home and get your money to give him. So you're borrowing, so you shouldn't have to go home. So that, he said, you should borrow, you shouldn't have to go home. So Chaim Kanievsky said, yeah, he's not going to wait for me if I tell him, wait a minute, I have to go home and get my wallet. He's walking around shul. Tell him, 1 minute, I got to go home. He said, okay, then you don't have to borrow. That's the Chazan
you said.
You can have it the next minion. All right. It doesn't fit your schedule. Okay. Sivhei, next page. Im yachal lasis lacherim shiitnu, schare gadol mischar hanoisim. This is the famous expression of Chazal in the Gemara, Gadol Hama'asa Yaisa Min Ha'Aisa, which means greater is one who gets others to give more than one who gives. So I asked Rav Palm the following question. It says, Gadol Hama'asa Yaisa Min Ha'Aisa. It's bigger to collect than to give. I said, how much money are we talking about? If I could collect $10,000 and I give $100, I say, understand, Gadol Hama'asa Min Ha'Aisa. Does this mean if I could collect $10,000 or I could give $10,000, is Godel Hamaisa Yaisa Menaisa? Does that make sense? No, good question. No, Godel Hamaisa Yaisa Menaisa, is it? So Pham told me that God la ma'asa yaisa mira'isa is because the ma'asa is giving away busha, is mavuza. And giving away bizyainis is harder than giving away money. That's what he said. A lot of people, you tell them, I would like to honor you, you say, I'd rather write you a check. You know, I'll give you a check. Well, the check he's taking off his ma'asa cheshbon. If he collects, it doesn't come off his ma'asa cheshbon, right? But anyway, that's what Pham said. The God la ma'asa is the fact that it's bizyainis. They say the Panovicharov said that he's collecting so long, and when he rings the bell, he still hopes they're not home. You know, he goes to a rich man and rings his bell, he still hopes that the rich man is not home. So, I guess that's what it is. The Taz here on God la ma'asa, Taz Beis, Mischara Naisa, Kenu B'Gemar, God la ma'asa Yaisa Menaisa, Ain Pirusha, Shishara Yaisa Menaisa, Ayde Kfiya. Doesn't mean he gets more schar than someone who gives because he's forced. The zayi say dekfiya hifsitz chusai k'may shomer b'sim gimel al pirushai. Yaseh mishar oisei tzedaka afilu baratzen. If you collect, it's more than someone who gives willingly. But tor kasaf k'schar kischar ha'oisei that it's equal. U'pashish shatah seifer mo v'chemisi b'sefer echad u'b'prisha roitzel liyashu d'gmar kam yaseh min oisei dekfiya v'tmu ha'memashay chachtum. So he's saying that the ma'asa is more than the isa. Someone goes around collecting, not easy to go around collecting. They bring the Lev Elio, say, God la ma'asa, yaisa min isa, because the ma'asa gives time. And the isa only gives money. And giving time is worth more than. It's a chesed to two people, to the giver and to the receiver. Okay, good. Okay, Sivvav through Yud Gimel are the eight levels, the Rambam Shmoina Mailas Yesh B'Tzedakah. Now, before we start the Shmoina Mailas, I have to explain that we are going to have a two levels of Kedima. One is in the style of giving, which is Sif Vav and on, the Shmoina Mailas. Separately, we're going to discuss which Tzedakahs have Kedima. Ma'azik Taira, Ma'azik Aniyim. So you have to make a distinction. We're not talking here about the type of tzedakah that you're giving. We'll get to that later. Here, it's the style of giving, the way a person helps an ani. So there are eight levels of tzedakah in the way a person helps a poor person. And that we're going to learn starting here from Sivvav. Shmada Mailas Yesh B'Tzedakah. Zul Maila Mizul. They're all mitzvahs, but there's the Rambam's lining up the eight levels of tzedakah as follows. Maila gedayla shein lamaila mimena. Hamazik biyad Yisrael hamach. Someone who helps a yid who's sinking, who's falling. V'naisen loy either a matana or a halva. Or yes, a shutfis, he takes him as a partner. Or imam siloy malacha, he gives him work to do. Kedei lechazik yaday shaloy yitztarech lebriyais. V'loy yishal. We're talking about someone who's at the edge. He's going to fall into needing tzedakah, and you give him, you help him before he falls into having to collect tzedakah to prevent. The best thing is to give him a parnasa, shutfis, or and even if you give him matanai halva, you tie him over so he doesn't have to fall into the gedder of giving tzedakah. That's the level she'en lamaila mimenu, and that's the maila of helping someone who's not yet going around collecting. It's a matter of help someone who's going around collecting. Someone who's falling and is not in the that gather of having to go around and collect, you can help him in a way that prevents him from falling. So that's the highest level of tzedakah. The Shach Vav explains it. Kimin shadayin lehani legamri enem izbayish. Shekein derech hayavim lasis matan azel azah. You give it as a gift rather than as a tzedakah. So that, even though you know who you're giving it to, he knows who he's getting it from, all this is better.
Is there a higher
mile
than this?
That
they don't know each other?
It says,
how about
they don't know each other? It says, I'm going to tell you. If you give him not knowing him, it's tzedakah. If you give him in a nice way, in a friendly way, then it's a higher level. Like that's what the Shah says. You give Kedera Chayavim, Zal Lassis Matanazim.
In this case, which gives my padasa, doesn't know who it is.
So if it's derech hayavim lo seis ela zeh, if it's a derech of tzedakah, then it's not this level. This level is kederech hayavim zela zeh. So if somebody just loves all Jews and he does it, okay.
Is it the same as if you're giving to a tzedakah that puts people on their feet? They give lungs out?
If you make a shliach to do it, it's I guess the same thing. Either you do it yourself.
Where did
the
Yeshua come from?
We'll get to Yeshua. That's why I was magdim. We're not talking about the type of tzedakah. That's a separate side of kedima. Here we're talking, once you're helping, the style of giving. And then we have to get to Pinyin Shvuyim, which is, we're going to see what Pinyin Shvuyim is and what it's not. So this is the highest level. It does need a little bit of an explanation. What does halvah mean? You're lending him money. You're not allowed to lend money to someone who doesn't have what to pay back. It's lifnei iver, to lend someone money who can't pay you back. So I assume it means that you're lending him initially saying that when you'll have money, you'll pay me back. It means you shouldn't be ever lifnei iver. The Chafetz Chaim is Sefer Avas Chesed brings a raya from this sif that you're allowed to use meiser money to make loans. Because one could say, in Kesef Talv is one mitzvah, and tzedakah is another mitzvah. Who says you can't do other mitzvahs from tzedakah money? So he brings a raya from here that to give a halva to an ani is included in meiser money. As a matter of fact, in Avas Chesed, he writes, a person should use a third of his meiser money to establish a gemach, a loan fund, and he should give a third till he has a solid fund that he could lend, and then he should stop. But the idea that there should be a gemach, that the Chafetz Chaim writes, and he brings some here, that you're allowed to lend money, presumably lend money to an ani, in a case where he needs it. What? I don't know. Sounds like the Chavetz Chaim Sashara. I don't know. I don't know where he gets it from.
According to the name of Rav Zachman Kamenetsky, that it's not allowed to borrow money if you don't know how you can pay it back.
Right, so I mentioned that while you're getting your cookies, that I asked it as a kasha. How can you lend him money? Doesn't he's going to pay back?
No, I
heard you say that. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. Yeah, so but if you tell him, I know you may never be able to pay me back. When you have money, you'll give it to me. So then it's okay, yeah. Yeah. I mentioned that Rabbi Yaakov said that at the by the mezuzahs, when they had, in the 70s, they had the Asifa, when they found the mezuzahs were apostle from Eretz Yisrael, and there were a bunch of speeches in Mansi, and he was the last speaker. He said in his style, you know, I agree with everything everyone said except. One Rav got up, he said, we have a gemach, if you can't afford new mezuzahs, we'll lend you money for mezuzahs. So Rabbi Yaakov said, if you can't afford mezuzahs, you put it for mezuzah. Mitzvah say is only up to Chaimish Menachasav, and better that you shouldn't have a mezuzah than you should borrow money and not know when you're going to pay it back, how you're going to pay it back.
It's giving a halva account of meiser when you get, if they repay the halva.
It's still meiser money, yeah. When they pay, it's still meiser money. I must have told you the story. I got a phone call. You know, sometimes you get these shilas. Sometimes they make you nuts in one direction, but this, honest to goodness phone call. I must have said it, I don't know. Someone calls me. He says, I have a good friend. We grew up together, went to yeshiva together. And when it came time to getting parnasa, I'm very matzliach, the caller says. I'm very matzliach in parnasa. And he's my friend, he's my buddy, and he struggles. And over the years, he had to buy a house. He called me. He said, I'd like to borrow money. And he told me, I don't know if I'll ever be able, when I'll be able to pay you back. So I lent him money. Then he made bar mitzvahs. He had to borrow money. Here, this will be this. And he said, I need to borrow money. I don't know if I'll be able to pay you back. I lent him money. He finished his bar mitzvahs. He started his weddings. You know, I don't know when I'll be able to pay you back. He said he's been lending him money for a very long time. And finally, you know, this week he's calling me. The fellow called, you know, he's making his last chasana. He has to borrow money. No problem. He said, you know, he already sends him a check. And so the fellow has told him, I bet you think you'll never get paid back. He said, I was thinking that. So he said, you know, next year I turn 59 and a half. I can take out my IRA money. I'm going to pay you back every penny. I have a cheshbon. That's what he said to him. So the fellow called me. He said, I'm thinking if I should take it or not. But first I want to know the halacha. And I was really meichel him all along. A prusbel he wrote me stuff. But he said, a prusbel he probably wrote. But he wanted to know if he could, if he was meichel. So the halacha is, mechila ain't tzarech kinyan. If you meichel someone's chayv, it's without a kinyan, but it has to be said. So I asked him, did you ever say to anybody, didn't you ever tell your wife that you're Michael? My wife doesn't know anything about this, he said. You know, I don't tell anything about these loaves. You know, so I said, he never told, he said, I never told anyone. I said, I told him, this is what I think. You weren't Michael, because you never said you're Michael. However, at a certain point, you stopped giving it as a loan. You started giving it as a gift. Now, I don't know what determines if it's a gift or a loan. Probably your intent. I don't know. But at a certain point, you meant it as tzedakah. You meant it, you're giving a poor person money. And at that point, you know, maybe you can't take it back. But the beginning, where you gave it as a loan, you certainly could take it back. That's why I said. So we pask in Devarim Shabalev is Devarim, if it's not a stira to what you're doing. Right? The Rashba says, the only time Devarim Shabalev had in Devarim, if it's saisa what you're doing. It's not a stira. I think most of us observing this fellow over 40 years would assume that it's a matana, I think. Right, we could argue the case.
What's the question?
I, he didn't ask me advice. He asked me the halacha. You know, Moshe is saying, just tell him, don't take the money back. Good, I can tell him, send me the check. You know, it's. But, his wife heard about it.
Why is he considered?
Okay, maybe you're right. I don't know, but in the mind of the person sending him the money, I think it was an honor. Okay, at any rate, that's it. Here, I have a little issue. So Sifvav is pretty simple. When it says Noisin Lai Matana, Taz Gimel makes a big fuss that it should have a Hey Hayidia. Noisin Lai Hamatana. It's hard to know what the Taz is talking about. You see, it says Hamazi Yisrael Amach and Noisin Lai Matana. So Taz says B'tur Kosev Hamatana. Nirish and Nisla Zushal Tor Iker. Matana is not so ma'ula. So you say hamatana. Anybody understand that? What is hamatana or matana? The only thing I could think he means is hamatana, meaning the matana that I'm going to describe later, shall it start labrius. Is that what he means? It's a puzzling taz gimel. Hamatana, not matana. Okay, number Hamatana Be'e Ayediyah. What?
Not Hamatana, but Hamtana.
Hamtana? That's not a Ayediyah. That's Hamtana is not a Ayediyah. A Ayediyah is always followed by a doge. It should be Ham Mitana. What? Hamtana is waiting. Lahamtin is not a
Ayediyah.
But I don't see, what does he say? Unless he means the matana of this style that helps him shloi yistarach labrius. What? I'm reading a quote from the Lashon of the Taz, the last line of Taz Gimel. Akein omar hamatana behei ayediyah. So I'm not sure what that means. Lafuke what? Lafuke, he wouldn't give it later, then giving it now is not
right. Give it to him before he falls, then after he falls.
Exactly. It's not going to help him.
So what's wrong with matana? Why does it have to be hamatana?
That same matana that you would give him later, giving him earlier is the mile of the stock.
And it wouldn't be matana.
I'm reading with the bad interest.
It wouldn't be matana.
Okay. I don't know. That sounds satisfying to me. Okay. Siv Zayin, second level. Pachas Mizeh. The next level, Hanais and Stakalani, Veloyeda Lemit, Veloyada Lemitain, Veloyaha Dahani, Mimimi Kabul. If it's given anonymously on both sides, so that's okay, except it says, Loyitain Adam Lakupishal Tzedaka, I'm sorry, Vikar Vazar, Nais and Lakupishal Tzedaka, you give it to a Kupa, so the donor doesn't know who he's getting it from, and the donor doesn't know which person he's giving it to. You have to know that Mamuna A is trustworthy and B is a Yodea. Yodea Linebai Keshura, he knows what to do with it. So I don't know, why do we say Mechan when you get letters for kupitzot tzedakah, what heter do we have to give kupitzot tzedakah when you get a letter and you have no idea who it is? Well, who are you trusting? The letter? It's very, very hard to understand. If you know them, it's one thing. You know, Yabak Lilkala, I have no problem, I know you. But what about I get a letter in the letter? Damlotis, you know, are meaningless. Damlotis are meaningless, and they can be made on the computer very easily. They can be made very easily, and so I'm not sure what was Saimachan. Maybe Aldas came, we give in the beginning our Meiser. But I remember once walking into Rav Palm's house, and the Rebbetzin was on the phone downstairs, Rav Palm was on the extension upstairs. I only heard the Rebbetzin's half of the conversation, but that was the more exciting one. Apparently there was a Hamlotza letter that Rav Palm never signed, or never wrote. And the Rebbetzin was livid. And Rav Palm maybe was defending, I don't know, I didn't hear Rav Palm's end of the conversation, but she was livid. She said, the letter is written, not the digduk is wrong, Rav Palm would never write that. And she was like, Hamlotza is not meaningless today. Unless they're for me. Now, hamlatzas, I don't know what, I guess they give all the hamlatzas so everyone knows that it's meaningless, so it's meaningless. But I'll tell you the truth, if every person who told me he's Reb Chaim Kanievsky's chavrusa learns Reb Chaim Kanievsky, then he must have a tuning job all the time, because every ani says, oh, I learned Reb Chaim Kanievsky. There's one ani last week, a wealthy person, he came, do you ever hear of this and this person? I said, yeah, I heard of him. He says, well, he says he lives by Chavrusa every day, Reb Chaim Kanievsky. I said, it's interesting. He lives in Yerushalayim, Reb Chaim lives in Bnei Brak. He's a Rashiva in Yerushalayim. So he travels 2.5 hours a day, every day, is 10% of his time to learn Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Why does he move to Bnei Brak? So the Hamlotzes generally are meaningless. It could be that they're true, the person's an Ani, but they're meaningless. Yeah. School is. I personally feel that people should not give to these schoolers. You marzik yidei ganovim. The schooler things are out now Geneva. I mentioned here a woman came to me once by a hakel, and she told me, I have the ed upstairs. I saved it. It said guaranteed for a good year, Chaim Kanievsky. And she said, this is what she told me. She said, she called, and she said, I have $7,000 in the bank. Is that enough? She said, $10,000 would be better. She borrowed three, she gave 10, and she said to me, and my mother died. It's a guaranteed. Does it guarantee your money back? It's a guaranteed for a good year, and my mother died. I gave $10,000. She didn't understand it. So I told her then to go to Ramatisio. So Matisio at that time was trying to convince them to stop. But it's awful what they do. I've never all these schooler things I don't give to. And it's a school not to give to them. They're ganovim. They're not ganovim. Maybe you can't fault them. They're desperate or something. But it's terrible. They take advantage of the people that are struggling, people that are suffering. All these things. I don't know the answer, but I can tell you, I can do an ad. I wanted to do this ad. My wife says that I'll get in trouble. I wanted to do an ad with everybody's picture and just say something very ridiculous in it, and they have my address for tzedakah. I really wanted to do it. And Marge said that I'm going to get in a lot of trouble. A couple of years ago, we made a macho. We once put an ad. There was a thing that this person is going to blow the shofar 1,000 times. If you don't have a shidduch, you know why you don't have a shidduch? Because he didn't blow the shofar for you. So he put an ad in the paper. A whole booklet, this is why you have a trouble. It was a terrible, terrible ad. So I went, Rabbi Avraham Shor, I said, let's put an ad just telling people not to give. So I wrote up an ad. He said, they're going to be right with you. I said, what? He said, I once did it. They were right with me. They called me the Dintaira. Don't write their name. They're going to be right with you. So he ended up putting it without a name. I think I put from myself and Rav Shor and Ramesh Tov Yalif. We happened to be together. And the following week, there was another ad already with Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, I think, and a few others, who did it in all the papers against this. But why they don't do it against everybody, I have no idea. What? No, the same thing we wrote. They had an ad. They had the same ad that we wrote, but signed by many. It was an awful ad. It was especially an awful ad. If someone's a Ghanaian, if you're not trusting with your tzedakah money. What's your guy? What call Kairos? I'm not talking about politics here. I have no idea. The Kol Kairos in general are not reliable. So it's a problem. It's a problem. I told my wife we should save all the Kol Kairos on Sneas for the last 20 years. Originally, it has to cover your knee. Then it has to be an inch past your knee. Then it has to be 2 inches past your knee. Then 3 inches past your knee. The latest one is has to be halfway between your ankle and your knee. So everybody has to get his own ruler. Child is, if you're short and the 3 inches is less than halfway, which is called, but it's not a right thing to do. It's one thing to say, Mishnah Berurah says you have to cover your knee. Okay. But to say 3 inches past your knee, Mishnah Berurah says you have to cover your knee, well, how can they do it? How could they write such a thing? They can give advice. They can say it's nice. But then they write, this is Al-Pi Halacha, it's not a Chumrah. It's Al-Pi Halacha. And people are to rely on the Mishnah Berurah. It, all these Kol Kairos are, like I said, too long. I didn't see that one. Okay. Too long? Never heard such a thing. Right, anyway, we're getting off topic. Let's go back to Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. Siv Zayin Pachas Mizeh. Hanoish and Stokalani, Veloy Yoda Lami Nosan, you mean? Or Veloy Yeda Lami Yitain? Veloy Yeda Ani Mimi Mikabel? Veloy Yeda, I guess, future. Mazanoish and Kubishal Saka, Veloy Yitain Adam, Kubishal Saka, Miadea Shamamun Olea, Namon, Viadea Lini Bakashura. Okay.
He doesn't know now who the
Gabbai will give to. Sifches. What?
He doesn't know now who the Gabbai will give to.
He doesn't know who the Gabbai will give to. Sivches, Pachas Mizeh, the next level, Sheideh HaNoisen, Lemi Noisen. The giver knows to whom he's giving. V'loi Yeida Ha'ani, Mimi Lai Keach. Now listen to this. K'goyin G'dayle Chachamim, Shoyelchem B'Seiser. The G'dayle Chachamim were going secretly, Mashlichem Oisim Pischei Aniyim. And they threw money into the houses of Aniyim, because they're Roy Lassis, Umay L'Toyvi, Emein Mamunim Malat Stok, and Egen Keshura. If you can't do Siv Zayin, so at least do Sivches. If you're not sure you have a mamona that's reliable, at least do sivches. Pachas mized, sivtesh, yedei ani mimi noitel. Now this is hard. The ani knows who he's getting it from. Lo yeda hanois lemi noisein. Now listen to this. Kegoy chachamim. Shoyu tsoyririn hamois besadineyem. They used to tie up their money in a bundle. Umashlichin oisam lachareyem. And they throw it behind their backs. Uvam aniyim in noitlem. Kedeshem b'lem busha. I don't know, if I go in Brooklyn and throw it behind my back, it's not going to end up in an Ani's hand necessarily. Gemara brings such a Maisa with an Amaira in Bava Basra, Rababa, I think it says, that he threw money behind. I don't know what that means. It must be the Aniyim was sitting there, and he threw it over his shoulder, but they're all going to tackle each other for it. I don't know how that works exactly. But anyway, the idea we get. So, what? Okay, just the language. Okay. So again, best is neither side knows. Next best is the ani doesn't know. Next best is the nadrin doesn't go. So if you're pachim mizeh shein lani biyad kaidim shiyishal, give the ani before he asks. Pachim mizeh shein like karai achas shiyishal. So it's better to give an ani before he asks than after he asks. Pachim mizeh shein like pachis me arai b'seb upon him yafis. Give him less than you should, but if you give him b'seb upon him rafis is good. Pachim mizeh shein like be'etzev. And less than that is giving somebody with a sad face. So yeah, so that is still tshin lay be'etzav. Now here the Ramah akapanim lo yispire ha'adam b'tzedakah shenayis. What does yispire? Somebody want to touch it? You shouldn't show off with the money you give. Im yispire like da sheinu makabel schar filamani shenayis aleha. I don't get that exactly. If you give tzedakah and you mispoer, he means you mispoer in a way that embarrasses the ani? I don't know what it means. Manisha layayla, smag. Umakomakayim, mishamagdish, dovalit tzedakah, mutalay shirtav shmayalav. You're allowed to have a plaque with your name. Shilay zikar, like a building. Viroi lasis kain. Wow. And he says, it's Chuvah Sarash, but why is it roi lasis kain? Let's see. We have him a place to Taz and Yishach. Why is it roi lasis kain? Taz Dalid. Why is it Roy? Mutter is one thing. I get tzedakah Roy last is king. Let's see the reason of the Taz. Niratam. Listen to the task. Nirata, nafkimina miza. Oz la yuchlu at sibor lashanes isadav lamidi achrini. Let's say someone donates Naron Kaidish. He donates a shtender. He donates a kitchen to a yeshiva. So if you write your name, then the Sibra has to keep it as long as it functions. Reshton test of Gimel, it says, if the Sibra wants to change, they have something, they have a shtender, and they say, we want a new one. They want to give the other one away to anybody. So it says, or in Kaddish, so it says, if it was given with a name, you're not allowed to be Mishanit. Without a name, you're allowed to be Mishanit. So Roy Lasse is Cain, why? Because then they won't be Mishanit. They'll have a longer life in the hands of Tzedakah. That's what the Taz learns. Some problems with the Taz, but more importantly, the Shach, the Kusak Kesef. Because Kesef says, the Taz didn't have the Tshuva Sarajba. This comes from the Tshuva Sarajba. He writes not in a condescending way. He writes that Taz just didn't have the Tshuva Sarajba. If you look in the Tshuva Sarajba, he says a different reason. He says, there's a mitzvah, lefarsim oisim mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be lefarsim people who give a mitzvah. He says, even the Beis HaMikdash, they had Shari Niknar, they had different things that were donated by people that had the name of the person on it. So we see there's a mitzvah, lefarsim oisim mitzvah. So it's a little funny. I know I have a mitzvah to be lefarsim someone else who does a mitzvah. But if I do the mitzvah, I have a mitzvah to be lefarsim that I'm doing the mitzvah. It's a little hard to understand. What? So that I would understand. So others will want to do it, it's good. But it doesn't seem that way. Because the Makar and the Rajba is the following Medrash. It's good for Shavuos. The Medrash says that if Boaz would have known, it says about Aaron and Reuven too, if Boaz would have known that they're going to write that he gave this girl a small amount of chitim, he would have given her steak. He would have given her golem petumais. He would have given her, if I would know that they're going to write down what I'm doing, I would have done more. It says, if Reuven would have known, he said, Yatzilei mi Adam, he would have carried him on his shoulders to Yaakov. If Aaron would have known that that the Torah would write that I went out towards Moshe, I would have gone out with a band, the Suvim Mechailus. So, hard to understand. So Aaron, for COVID, what does it mean? Aaron, he went out across Moshe, which was a big thing. Moshe Rabbeinu was his younger brother, and he went across Moshe. If he had known they're going to write it in the Torah, he would have gone out with a band. What's a pshat? What's plus a pshat? Huh? So, because it's written in the Torah, that's why.
If you have known that, they consider it so important.
That's probably a pshat. If he would have known that it's so chashuv that the Torah is willing to write it, I didn't know it was such a chashuv a thing to do.
But I know it's such a
But anyway, that's the Rajva's Makar. So if others will do it, then it's the best thing. If you know, others will do it. So if I want to get others to do it, and I make a donation, I want to put a plaque, others should know it. So I could put David Shurin's name, not my name. No? I put somebody's name, anybody's name, it's also good. So I have to put my name, I put somebody else's name. What? To put someone else's name? It's not me, you need permission, I don't know. Technically? I don't know. I wondered if you're allowed to put, you know, somebody wants to sell a product. So he puts a basketball player's face on it. Api alocha, you have to ask his permission?
Sure.
Why? Api alocha? Why do I have to have api shulchan aruch? I want to put your face on the picture of soda. I'll sell more soda. There's an issa for me to do it? In America, they pay for it, I know. But I wonder, api din, why the newspapers do it, all the tabloids, they put the movie star's picture and they sell more.
So yeah.
So I put Chaikovsky's picture on its dock, it means he was masking.
Put up a plaque, it says, Haroit Sebe'ilum Shammai.
Haroit Sebe'ilum Shammai, okay.
Nobody ever did that.
The Beis Yisrael Shtibaluch, until they just renovated them, one day put the plaque back. There was a plaque that the money that the Beis Yisrael Shtibaluch were built with is money that was, what was the Lashon? Is money that Shalorot Zalahenes Mehem. And it was given Be'ilum Shmai. It was given, there was an incident with the Kupa, not Kupa Seir, with the Ramea Balanes money that came, the Porush, one of the Elder Porush was the head of the Chalukah in Yerushalayim, and I don't remember which one, but this is in the time of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. So, and there was a sichsuch of money that was sent to him. He never got the money, and they were teveya the money, and it was a significant amount of money, and he came out, he was a maida b'miktsas. But they sent the money, somewhere along the money got lost, he didn't have all the money. He's a maida b'miktsas. So Bezin said he has to swear. So he said, rather than swear, I'd rather borrow the money. I'd rather, you know, pay out to pay it out over time. I don't want to swear. And Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld supposedly told him that you have to swear. If you're not going to swear, everyone will say you're a ganiv. I don't swear, you're a ganiv. And you're the gabbai tzedakah. You know, you can't let yourself, you're giving out the chalukah for so many years, you can't let there be a chashad. So he told him, you have to swear. So he had, on the one hand he had to swear, on the other hand he didn't want to swear. So he swore, and he wanted to be in the henna from the money. So he took that amount of money, and from that money they built the Beis Yisrael Shtibolach. So it was put up in Ilum Shemai. So how do I know the story? Rabbi Hanach Teller has it in one of his books. So, Bati Varsha still have the signs. It's amazing to see. The Bati Ungarin has. Bati Varsha didn't see. Bati Ungarin, you walk there, you still see the signs, the year. Amana so-and-so from Hungary sent money to build this building. An amazing, amazing, amazing
thing.
What?
Parishes were involved with Bati Rand.
Bati Rand. Okay. Tell your father in all these stories. What? Honoring someone by dinners is not an honor. Nobody thinks it's an honor. No one thinks it's a kavod. If you honor, it means you're willing to endure busha. If it's God l'masi, yisim and aisa. It's a nice thing to do. If you're willing to be embarrassed, nobody thinks it's an honor to be honored at a dinner. That's for sure. So, you know. Okay. All right, so we didn't quite finish the simon, but Sifya Dala, we did quite a bit.